Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Making. And Brother Hagin there in this vision said that he thought to himself, why don't Jesus do something about this demon? Don't he know that I need to hear what he's saying? I need to get this revelation. He had never heard anything like this in his life. Ladies and gentlemen, by Brother Hagin's own admission, up till this day, up till that vision that he had in 1950, he always used to pray for God or Jesus to do something about the devil for him. Because he didn't realize his authority. You know and understand, or you need to understand and know, that the authority of the believer that we have and enjoy today come in this generation. It come through Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. That's where we got it from. There was many revelations. That's why he came for. Had to bring us revelations to the body of Christ. But it came through him, and there was others down through history in the ages that got a glimpse of it here and there. But it came to this generation through Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. But he was wondering why Jesus didn't do something about the devil, because at that time he didn't know he had authority over the devil. And he kept thinking, don't Jesus know I need to get this revelation? Why don't he make that devil shut up? Why don't he make him get out of here? Then finally, in frustration and desperation that he needed to get the revelation Jesus had, he said to that devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to stop and shut up. And he said, kerflop, that little old devil hit the floor in the spirit. That little evil spirit did. He said, it lay there whimpering like a beat dog, like you'd whip a dog with a broom, you know. Just lay there whimpering. And then he said to that demon, he said, not only have you got to stop and shut up, he said, I command you to get out of here right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that little demon got up and ran off. Then Jesus Christ pointed to where that little demon had been and said something to Dad Hagin that upended all the theology he thought he ever knew about devils, demons, and evil spirits. He pointed to where that demon had been and now had gone because of Brother Hagin's commanding him to go. He said to him, if you had not done that, he said, I could not have done that. He said, dear Lord Jesus, he said, I know I misunderstood you. He said, I know I didn't hear you correctly. He said, you meant to say that you didn't want to do something about that devil, not that you could not do something about it. Jesus said, no. He said, that's not what I said. He said, I said to you, if you had not done something about that devil, talking about where that evil spirit was, he's pointing to that place, and of course he's gone now. He said, I could not have done something about it. He said, dear Lord Jesus, he said, I know I didn't hear you correctly. Because he couldn't conceive that Jesus himself didn't have authority to stop that devil that was hindering Brother Hagin receiving the revelation. It's hard for me to conceive too, but it's the Word of God. And I got chapter and verse that'll back it up. But you need to get this revelation. I need to get this revelation. No, we don't become devil conscious or devil kooky. We become Holy Spirit conscious, Jesus Christ conscious, God the Father conscious, and Word of God conscious. But at the same time, we've got to know these truths. And he said, no. He said, what I told you was that if you had not done something about that devil, he said, I could not have done something about it. He said, dear Lord Jesus, he said, I can't accept this vision or this revelation, no matter if you are standing here and you are appearing to me, unless you can back it up in the Bible by chapter and verse. He said, you got to give me at least two or three witnesses or scriptures that proves to me what you're saying is true. He said, I'll go you one better. Jesus did, replied to him. He said, I'll give you four. He said, Jesus smiled at him sweetly. He said, I'll go you one better. He said, I'll give you four witnesses that proves to you what I'm saying is true. Brother Hagin spoke up, said, dear Lord Jesus, he said, he used to pride himself at reading through the New Testament at over 150 times and portions of it more than that, up till he found out that it was pride to go out bragging about it, you know. And he said, "Dear Lord Jesus," he said, "I've read through the New Testament over 150 times and portions of it more than that." And he said, "If there's anything in there like that," he said, "I sure don't know it." And the Lord spoke up and he said, "Son, there's a lot of things in there that you don't know. If the Lord says you don't know, you don't know." And so he said, "Well, Lord, where are the scriptures?" And so the Lord began to quote him the scriptures. So we'll turn and we'll look at a few of these scriptures in closing tonight, because we can't get it all out. But in Matthew chapter 28, you've got authority over the devil. That's the point I want to make to you. How to deal with devils, demons, and evil spirits. You've got authority over him. We must get this revelation out in this day. We've got authority on the college campus down there. Not belittling anybody in Virginia where the shooting just took place. Had someone known how to use authority and exercise that authority on that campus, the evil spirit could not have caused what happened down there. Thank you for your enthusiasm, I heard somebody said. Yes, we don't have authority over people's wills, but we have authority over evil spirits. And because you don't exercise, or we don't exercise our authority, things happen that should not happen or take place. And I read you some things about that the other night. But in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18, the first scripture that Jesus pointed out to Brother Hagin, Matthew 28, verse 18, says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power," the word power is simply should be translated authority, "is given to me in two places." It's given to me where? In heaven and where? On earth. Where's the two places? Heaven and earth. Where's the two places? Heaven and earth. So he has authority to operate in heaven and earth. But Jesus pointed out to Brother Hagin in verse 19, the authority that he had to operate on the earth, he delegated to the church when he spoke verse 19. He said, "Go ye therefore." When he said, "Go ye therefore," he was delegating his authority on the earth, not in the heavens, but on the earth, to the church, to the believer. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whichever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." That's why my grandmama would never get in my airplane. I said, "Granny, let me take you flying." She said, "No, the Bible says, lo, I am with you always." She said, "I ain't getting up there." I said, "Granny, that's not what it means." But she went to heaven 4'11", but she could beat you with a frying pan. I guarantee you, she knew how to love you with that frying pan. Turn to Mark, I believe it is chapter 16, the second scripture. Mark chapter 16. Verse number 17, the second scripture that Jesus pointed out to him. Mark 16, 17, Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name," notice in Jesus' name, "shall they do what? Cast out devils." The first sign the Bible says that will follow a believer is what? They will cast out devils. In other words, you will have authority over the devil. Aren't you glad that you've got authority over the devil? Aren't you glad that you don't have to run from the devil? Aren't you glad that you can pray over your children daily and take authority over the devil and tell them you can't hurt them? Ain't you glad that you can take authority on your job? Aren't you glad you can take authority over harassing spirits in the name of Jesus? You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. You don't deal with flesh and blood. That's where we get in trouble. We get dealing with flesh and blood, and we all get in the flesh and want to whoop one another. You know what I mean? And it don't work that way. But you've got authority. The devil always tries to harass the work of God, but we got authority over him. But notice, Jesus pointed out to him, the first sign that will follow them, they'll cast out devils. Turn to James chapter 4. Verse number 7. James chapter 4, verse number 7. The Bible says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God." In other words, you've got to get right with God, be born again, washed in the blood, understand the name of Jesus. Then he said, do what? Resist the devil and he will do what? Flee from you. Jesus pointed out to him while he was reading this and quoting these scriptures to him, He said, notice in these scriptures that I'm showing you that none of these scriptures tell you, the believer, or tell the believer to pray for me or God the Father or anybody else to do something about the devil for them. He said, always tells the believer to do something about the devil for themselves. Because remember, what he's doing is proving to Dad Hagin that he had authority over the devil. Remember? And that Jesus had delegated that authority to him. So he said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Isn't that right? So we know he will. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse number 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, which simply means be aware or be alert. Because your adversary, which is another word for enemy or opponent, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Notice he's walking, seeking somebody that don't understand their authority. If you know who you are, he'll say, chicken me shy, passing me by. He's not going to stay around your place. I'm just making that other part up. He might not say it that way, but I'll guarantee you he's not going to stay around your house. He's not going to camp out there because he walks about as a roaring lion, walking about doing what? Seeking whom he may devour. Finding somebody that's not going to exercise their spiritual authority. Finding somebody that does not know what Jesus has done for him. So what you need to do is when you walk in your house tonight, just over the doorpost, just spray it with the Word of God. Just spray your house with the Word of God. In fact, you may need to open the front door and start kicking the devil in the rear end and open the back door and kick him out. And I'm not talking about your husband or wife either. So don't get no ideas and give Pastor Miller a call tonight. They kicked me out. No, we're not going to do that. I'm telling you in Jesus' name, you've got authority around your house. The devil don't have authority around your house. You've got authority over your children. You've got authority in your community. You've got authority in the schools that your kids go to. You do. And we have to use that authority. We're not going to have no Columbines around here. I said, we're not going to have no Columbines around here. Why? Because you as a church are going to believe God. You are going to bind the devil. You're not going to let them spirits walk the halls of the schools. You're not going to do it. A lot of evil spirits get in front of people and cause them to do them crazy things. We don't have authority over human wills, but we got authority over devils. And we can stop them in their tracks. Jesus said, by no means nothing shall any means hurt you, in any way hurt you. In Luke chapter 10. But he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. But he didn't stop there. Thank God he throwed verse 9 in. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions, which means tests and trials, are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. He said, resist him. How? Steadfast in the faith. Faith in what? Faith in the blood of Jesus. Faith in the name of Jesus. Thank God that you've got authority over the devil. Thank God that I've got authority over the devil. Thank God that I can put the devil in his place. Thank God that the devil cannot dominate me. The devil cannot control me. And the devil cannot make me do anything that I don't want to do. Why? Because I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. Well, I'm here to tell you, you need to exercise your spiritual authority. Take authority over the devil. Like I said, don't be devil kooky, devil conscious, but at the same time, don't be devil stupid. I mean, there are real devils. It goes about as a roaring lion. You've got authority over them, and take authority, use that authority, command the devil to go in Jesus' name, and I guarantee you freedom and victory will be yours in ways like it never has before. Command the devil to take his hands off your money. Command the devil to take his hands off your body. To command the devil to take his hands off your mind. Command the devil to take his hands off your children and family. Command the devil to take his hands off your job. I'm here today this commanding to go in the name of Jesus Christ and walk in the authority that God has given you, and I'll guarantee you'll rise up in victory and you'll see the supernatural power of God go to work in your behalf every single time without fail. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for the power.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.